Hey, hi, it's John Amato with Crooks and Liars, and I got Tracy on with a live report from Camp Crawford. What's up, Chase?
Having a great time here. It's really hot.
I hear you. So tell us, how was the rally today?
Completely not what I expected since I've been here since Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
It was at least 1,000 people. Now that I've seen all the cars on the road coming into Camp Casey, I would say it's probably closer to 1,500 people were at the rally.
Wow. Cool. I heard some music in the background before, the bands playing and speakers.
Yep, we had some people that broke up some of the people that talked, a little bit of entertainment, some of the local people. Very entertaining, some very cute, funny songs.
Cool. And so now, it's moved on from there. Now, you were just saying that how many Bush supporters are still around?
There's only 5 here, and when I left, there was a good number of them. They were parking at a ranch where President Bush had a fundraiser barbecue yesterday. They were allowed to park at the ranch, which, you know, parking for us is a little more difficult. And then they walked up, but they're gone already, and it's odd.
It's not really odd. I mean, the whole Michael Gallagher campaign. I mean, tell us about that, because really it was a nice little stunt on his part.
Yeah, well, and Michael Gallagher showed up yesterday. The bus pulled up, and the Secret Service had put up a line of police cars and a line of them in between us so that, you know, everything would go smoothly. They got off the bus. The first thing that the group did was start to chant, "We don't care."
That's a brilliant slogan.
Yeah, brilliant. Then they kind of got situated. They sang "God Bless America," and then they went and put, they were each carrying a flag, a small flag. They went and put the flags into the crosses on the side of the road that have been placed there by some people that live in California. I think it's Santa Monica. They do something called Arlington West.
Okay.
And then the Bush supporters got on the bus and left. They were here for a total of 30 minutes, maybe.
Wow, that's a huge demonstration. I bet you those 30 minutes will get them about 30 hours on TV and, you know, on radio. And so
yes. My husband told me that MSNBC showed them here but not leaving. So I said, so America has this impression that they're still here?
About?
He said, well, supposedly. And I'm like, no, they were here for 30 minutes. And I've been here for 3 days. I can't even remember. The days kind of blur right now.
I know. Well, you know, we all know what that was all about. And like I said, he'll go on the radio and he'll start saying, you know, what a great thing they did. And of course, he was nothing more than a 30-minute quick in and out, you know, trip. And and you guys are still there.
It was
there.
Very heady, you know. It was such heady stuff. I'm still trying to recover from there.
We hear you. How's Cindy holding up?
Cindy looks very, very happy. I saw her when we were coming in because the rally went so well. She looks like she just doesn't quite know what to think at this point. We had so many people come in from all over, and lots of people from Austin, and she looks pretty overwhelmed, kind of, I would say.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. I mean, finally, you know, the media has come in full force, and, you know, she has her chance to speak, and, of course, President Bush will speak, but not to her.
No, and in fact, we were listening on the radio as we were coming back to Camp Casey to President Bush saying something about, you know, having to challenge Iran and, you know, even threatening some type of military strike. And he said something about, you know, I don't like to put our boys in harm's way or something. And I thought, oh, my God, we're all outside the ranch here, and this is what's on the radio. And, you know, it's just bizarre.
Right. In other words, you know, we're talking about peace, and he's talking about more war.
More war.
Right. So, you know, which means more of our troops in harm's way. And, that's President Bush for you. But,
And I'm sitting here with mothers of fallen soldiers and fathers of fallen soldiers and wives like me whose husbands are going and mothers whose sons are going. And we have a veteran of the Vietnam War. She's female. She spoke at the rally. And, you know, all of these people who know exactly what war is and what it's all about. And he's talking about more.
I know, and you know, with war especially, you have to be very careful. I mean, it's serious business, and it's just not okay. Let's go to war now, and like we were talking earlier. I mean, President Bush could have averted this whole peace demonstration if he would have just taken an hour of his time and met with Cindy. Okay. They could have had their talk. She could have left, and you know, it would have been over with. It's just it's very surprising that you know he wouldn't speak with her another time.
Yeah. Well. He's not very good at answering questions, and I'm sure that he is scared to answer Cindy's questions.
Right, because he really doesn't have any answers. You know, you can only say it's hard work so many times.
But, you know, it just you can tell that to somebody who cannot put themselves in Cindy's place, and they might buy that. But when your son died, and it was your son that you gave birth to, that you held when he was 6 weeks old, you know, that you cannot schmooze that person.
No, you can't. You can't give him cliched responses. You know, you have to sit there, and of course he doesn't want to listen to that. But you guys are just doing a great job down there. Is Cindy around? Can she say hi, or is she busy right now?
She is so swamped right now with people. I wish that I could get her on, but at this moment, I went back to my car to sit in some air conditioning because I was so hot, and to charge my cell phone. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Well, listen, what we're going to do is, since you're going to be there, you know, we'll constantly keep in touch, and we'll give people, you know, on-the-spot breaking updates so that everybody knows what's going on, because I did get a lot of responses. People wanted to know what the protesters were saying, you know, their big chant, which was ridiculous.
Oh. Well, there was one guy there this morning that was part of the large bunch of people that were here earlier, and I'm sorry, he cracked me up. He had this great big sign in the middle of all of the Bush supporters that said, "Help, I am surrounded by American-hating idiots." And we stood over here on our side, and this one woman pointed it out. I had noticed it, and I said, "Oh, my God." She goes, "Yeah, they're not too bright, are they?"
Well, I mean, you know, the fact is we're doing this because we love America, not because we hate it, not because we don't like the military. We hate the soldiers. We love the soldiers. We want them safe.
Yes.
We don't want to, you know, waste them on causes that are...
God, absolutely. Thank you for saying that. My husband loves this country. My husband is a soldier because he is good at it and because his country does need protection. And he's being used and wasted, and the Army, our military is being broken by this war.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, listen, we'll let you go. I know it's hot. You need a little rest. And so we'll check back with you in the next day or so. And thanks for coming on and giving us an update.
Thanks for listening to me.
Okay, Jay. Take it easy.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.